Mix 94.7 KMCH 811 on this Thursday morning. I turn to my right. Gentleman wearing a bright green Beckman Catholic zip-up. It's Marcel Kalkutsky. How are you, good sir?
I'm good, Justin. Good to see you again this morning.
Good to see you, and much to do. A lot of things going over Dyersville way. You guys are gearing up for a lot of fun stuff
the next
few weeks.
There is a couple of things coming up here. Yep, you know, it's the end of the end of October, beginning of November, so lots of things happening with our school schedule this week. I mentioned at our board meeting, there's one Friday in November that we're scheduled to have school. So, and that's towards the end. So hopefully there's not some inclement weather that comes up at that time.
Yeah, knock
but
on
just,
wood.
It's just a bit, you know, you get to the end of sports seasons, you get transition now into the end, really the end of the first semester. It creeps up pretty quickly with Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all those things that come up. So, you know, you think there's a little bit of a break in November. Sometimes we do from a sports perspective, at least for hosting things at home, but things ramp
one
up.
One right into the other.
One to the next.
Well, let's start with the board meeting. We'll kind of kick off with that.
So we had our board meeting last night. We're doing something different this year, and that is that we've started to do some joint meeting time with St. Francis Xavier Elementary. And so we talked about this a little bit at the end of last year. We are two separate entities. Beckman Catholic actually feeds from about 20 parishes from a 25-mile radius. But a lot of our students come from St. Francis Xavier, obviously, being in Dyersville. And we know, looking in the long term, the two of our schools working together is a good thing for us. And so we aren't formally joined at the hip, so to speak, from a financial and legal and all that good stuff. But we just said there's things that if we do things together, because majority of our students and parents share students between those buildings, it's good for all of us. So what we've done this year is the Xavier board meets at 6. Then at 6:30, our board comes in. We do some topics together to help both boards have a better understanding of both buildings. Or when we get to things later on this year, for example, we have a common calendar. Days off, days on, those pieces. To have those discussions together to figure out how is that going to work for everybody on those pieces. So we have a joint meeting, and then the Beckman board meets after
okay,
that.
Okay, okay.
So last night, some of the topics that we looked at and in that joint meeting time, Xavier came and gave some statistics in terms of where their test scores were for the Iowa assessments last year, some of their early testing they do with a test called FAST with their students this fall, talked about the professional development that they're doing with their staff. So we went over that. We then took them on a little tour of the building to talk about some of our upcoming facility needs that our building and grounds group has identified. A lot of those Xavier board members are also parents of students at our school, so it's good for them to have that information moving forward. And then we veered off into the separate meetings that we had as well. So it's a nice opportunity for us to all get to know a little bit better about what's happening in both buildings. So for the first 6 months of the year, we'll have meetings at Beckman Catholic, and then in the next 6 months when we start in January, we're going to shift over and have our meetings over at Xavier as part of that. So it's a new process, but it's a way for us to continue to look at how we can work together more effectively.
Awesome. Speaking of facilities, greenhouse update. Yes. Last time you were here, the concrete was poured.
Concrete's poured. Actually, the frame is up and the walls are up as well. So we've made quite a bit of progress in the last month. We've had some volunteers that have come in, some crews through Farm Tech, who's been a huge supporter of this project for us. So we're very grateful for all the things that they've done. We're now kind of waiting to put up the heaters and the coolers and the stuff inside. Our hope is that this weekend, if you're coming to our gala on Saturday night, that during the social hour time from about 5 to 6:30 or from about 5:30 to 6:30, you'll be able to go out and look at where the progress is so far. To be able to see, because that project was our fund to cause project last year at our gala. We had a huge amount of support to make that a reality. So we want to be able to show people where we're at with it so far. And a lot of it, you know, we could be further along, but we have a lot of volunteer work going in to make that happen, which is obviously going to cut costs, because the labor cost is one of the big pieces you have when you do a construction project. So if you can minimize that, that helps overall with those cost savings for us. So again, we're really grateful for all the stuff that people have done.
And you couldn't have picked a better weekend. I mean, you could have the whole gala outside Saturday night, you know?
Yes, it's going to be a nice weekend. So yeah, speaking of that, our annual Beckman Catholic Gala is Saturday night. Social hour starts at 5. I believe dinner is at 7, and then the auction will follow. This year's fund to cause for that is a new bus. We've been having issues with our 65-passenger bus, and so a couple weeks ago, our finance council and school board agreed that we needed to go find a new one. They're not easy to find.
No.
And so our transportation manager, Mr. Mickles, who's one of our teachers, was able to find a brand new diesel bus over in Waterloo that nobody had snagged. And so we, you know, that's from what we hear, the next time a bus is going to be available from that company is next July.
Wow.
So they agreed to purchase that, but obviously that had to come out of reserves.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we'd like to do is be able to replenish some of those reserves. Yep. And so our fund of cause is to help us replenish the reserves so we have that bus.
Now, is that going to be like a Beckman green bus, or is
it
going to be a yellow bus?
No, it has to be yellow.
Okay.
And we have it. I mean, we've already been able to secure it, and we've been starting to use it. So it's a brand new 2022 65-passenger bus. I think the kids are excited to hear that there's air conditioning in it, because that's how they make the new ones. You know, the old buses, they didn't.
Oh, yeah. You roll down, or you click down the windows, and that was it.
And you know, what was some of that need? Ours has been in the repair shop in and out since July. We were in a position that we didn't have transportation, and a lot of times we'll ask Western Dubuque, and if they have a driver and it works in their situation, we can contract with them. When we got to the state baseball tournament this year, we actually were working with Marquette Catholic down in Bellevue because they had buses available because we didn't have ours. They have buses similar to the one we were able to find. And so, you know, folks that said, hey, this one's really nice. So if we need a new one down the road, let's get one closer to what this one looked like. And so fortunately, we were, again, able to find one of those. So if people are interested, the silent auction's open to everybody.
Okay.
And so you can go to one.bidpel.net/BeckmanGala2022. Or if you didn't follow along, go to the school's website. Yeah. On the message board, the link is there as well. All the silent auction items are available now through Saturday night, and anybody can bid on those. You don't have to attend in person to be able to bid on those items. There's lots of unique and neat stuff on there. I do 5 pounds of sausage that I make at home
because
we make smoked sausage at Christmas time. So if you wanted, that's an item on there. But there's lots of things. We have a senior quilt that the seniors do each year that's available for auction. Lots of things from different groups or organizations, businesses in town. I know we have something like, we have 2 reserve seats for up to 5 games we did this year.
Oh, neat.
We have a whole section of stuff that students or staff members have donated as well, plus a whole bunch of other items. So those are, again, all available through Saturday night. You can go on, just create an account, and you can bid on those items. If you want to give to the fund of cause, you can do that there too. We also have a $40,000 cash raffle, and those tickets are still available till the night of the gala. So if you're interested, usually it's $25,000 is the top prize, and then there's a few prizes underneath that. You can call the school office to make arrangements to get tickets between now and Saturday.
Next year, you should do the sausage and Kalkutsky kielbasa.
Well, that's what it's close. We usually close do Polish,
enough, yeah, close
it's Polish sausage. My grandparents, great grandparents who lived in Poland were butchers.
Oh, so this is a family recipe. Oh,
so this is not a family recipe, but
just tell people it is. One final item before we part ways. Excuse me, STO. We've talked a little bit about
we
this
have before, so it's the time of year where this is an important piece because the STO is looking to get its tax credits basically taken care of. So the Our Faith STO is based out of the Archdiocese of Dubuque with a couple of other schools, Lutheran schools, I believe, over more towards the Waverly area. But there are different STO organizations across the state. That's through a state law which allows individuals to contribute to those organizations. And if you make a contribution, you get a 75% tax credit for what you donate.
Okay.
So if I donate $100 on my Iowa state taxes, I can take $75 of that. I get that back as a tax credit.
Okay.
And the money that you give, so that $100 that you give or that $1,000 that you give, goes to the student tuition organization that of your choice. Again, there's ones across the state. But that money is then used for tuition assistance for students that are at Catholic schools or other non-public schools in the state. And so there's an application process that people have to apply for. If they can demonstrate the financial need, then they receive a tuition assistance award. So we're raising money through the STOs right now for student tuition assistance for next school year.
Okay.
So if individuals are interested in that, again, that's the best tax credit you can get in the state. So 75% of what you give, you get back on your Iowa tax return next year. Or if you can talk to your accountant if you need to save tax credits.
Results may vary.
I am not a tax advisor, but but again, it's the best one you can get. You can go to ourfaithsto.org to learn more information, or you can get the form to make your contributions there. They're there till the tax credits are expended.
Okay.
So there's a certain amount that each group has. I believe this year there's about $7 million for this area where we live, and that money then goes to the schools in the area. When you give your contribution, you can say that it can go anywhere, or you can designate up to half of your contribution to specific schools.
Okay.
So if you were to give $1,000 and say, I want to give $500 of that to Beckman Catholic. Then that money comes to us, and it's used for students specifically at our school. But you can pick, if you're here in Manchester, you can pick St. Mary's here mm-hmm. in Manchester. If you are down in Monticello, you can pick Sacred Heart in Monticello. So the list of schools that are there are on that. When you fill out your form to make your contribution, you can make those designations. If you want to designate that to more than one school, you can do that too.
Perfect. Give $1 million, you get $750,000 back.
That's correct. Yep. That would work too.
Always good to see you, Marcel.
You too.
Anybody has questions about stuff or want to get on that that silent auction for this weekend, just go to the school website.
Go to the Facebook. School website. Our message board in particular, which is, if you scroll down a little bit, it's there. The links are right in that message board. Perfect. And then you can just click and go.
Perfect. Do you guys have like merch on the silent auction this year?
I haven't looked at
all the items. I'll have to log online and look.
You'll have to go look to see there if there are some, yes.
Always good to see you.
You too.
We'll take a break. When we return, Jim Doyle going to be with us. Stick around. We want you to be with us as well.
What does my